9. Biology. Listen to a lecture in a biology class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
We all know animals communicate, but how? Well, some communicate through vocalizations such as songs or by performing certain kinds of movements. Now, I'm sure you're already familiar with these, but today's topic might not be so widely known, and that's the use of the olfactory sense, which is simply smell. Animals use smell to communicate a message. As you'll see, the sense of smell is keenly developed in many animals. Yes, while we humans have a rather limited capacity for smell, in most animals it is highly developed, a very primal sense. Whether they communicate through the smell of waste products like feces and urine, or through a glandular process like sweating, smell is an important means of animal communication. Let's start with cats, shall we? Cats rely on scents for many purposes. Cats have scent glands on the sides of their bodies, on their foreheads, along their tails, underneath their front paws, and on their lips and chin. Have you ever noticed that a cat might rub its forehead against you, or its tail, or any of these areas I just mentioned? And I know several of you must be cat lovers, but frankly, guys, I find this behavior really, well, tiresome. It really gets on my nerves. Sorry, I digress. Anyway, why does a cat do this? Well, it's simple. It may be trying to communicate something like affection, or it may be marking you. Yes, cats do indeed use scents to mark their property. Yes, you belong to the cat, at least in the cat's mind. Oh, and they also mark territory, since cats are so territorial. Another example of communicating with smell can be seen in ants, who use scent for a variety of purposes. They use pheromones, kinds of chemicals that can influence animal behavior, or signal that they're looking for a mate. Oh, and ants can also release a chemical that acts as an alarm, as a warning to other ants. So, if a particular ant is in trouble in some way, ants release this chemical as a crying out signal for help, which other ants respond to by coming to its aid. So, ants use pheromones not only for mating, but also to relay important information for survival. Luckily, we can't smell all of these different chemicals. Imagine what that would be like.
1. What is the professor's attitude toward the student's knowledge of animal communication? 2. What does the professor mean when she says this?
Have you ever noticed that a cat might rub its forehead against you, or its tail, or any of these areas I just mentioned? And I know several of you must be cat lovers, but frankly, guys, I find this behavior really, well, tiresome. It really gets on my nerves. Sorry, I digress.
Three. What is the professor's attitude toward the communication system used by ants?